Let's review the stock calculations on the stock worksheet, stock calculations worksheet. Now, hopefully you've done them on your own and are now verifying what you've done. And if not, that's okay. Do them with us and then hide the answers and do them over again, okay? All right. So number one, this is the stock calculations worksheet for chapter 12. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, symbol DCH, is selling for $22 per share. There are 50 million shares outstanding. What is Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe's market capitalization? Is this a large cap, a mid cap, or a small cap company? Excuse me. So the formula for market capitalization is actually very easy, and you don't really have to do it. You just look it up on the internet, but you take the market price, whatever the company stock is selling for at that time, and multiply it by the number of shares outstanding. And where do you get that? If you use Yahoo, you have to go to the statistics page, and you'll see the number of shares outstanding. And it's usually in the millions or billions of shares. So this company has 50 million shares outstanding with $22 market price. Now, here's a trick. Don't use all the zeros. You don't need them. In fact, you don't even want them unless you have a scientific calculator. So you write down $22 for the market price times 50, and then just write the word million. That's all you got to do. You don't have to put out six zeros after. Just put 50 and then the word million. And then when you multiply 22 times 50, you get 1,100 million. Now, that's right. That answer is correct. You can put that down anywhere and it's right. But that's not what you're going to see. When you look up this company, what you'll see is 1.1 billion. See, they'll move the decimal three to the left and basically, you know, divide by 1,000 and call it a billion. Now, either one is right. 1,100 million, 1,100 million, or 1.1 billion. So is this a large cap, small cap, or medium cap? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Some people would say it's a mid cap, anything over $1 billion. Other people say, are you kidding? Small companies now are $3, $4, or $5 billion. So you could call it either one, a small cap or a mid cap. It's definitely not a large cap company. That's anything over $10 billion. And now people are saying, and of course it depends on who you talk to, that small caps go up to $5 billion, mid caps go from $5 to $15 billion, and anything above 15 is a large cap. Well, we'll use the generally accepted 10 years ago or 5 years ago definition of anything up to $1 or $2 billion is small cap. Anything between that $1 or $2 billion up to $10 billion is mid cap, and anything above $10 billion is large cap. Okay, so either one would be correct, but large cap is definitely not correct. Now, number two, we got burnt and badly. WBB is earning $150 million last year. Is that a lot of money? Well, to you and me, it's a hell of a lot of money, yeah. But we don't know what it is until we know what. We don't know how important it is. Not how important, it's important, but how much it is until we know how many shares are outstanding. Well, they have 200 million shares outstanding. So what are their earnings? Well, it's a very simple formula. You take the earnings per share. I'm sorry, what are We Got Burnt and Badly's earnings per share? You take the gross earnings, the total earnings, 150 million, and you divide that by the number of shares outstanding. So here's a key. Here's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can just write 150 million divided by 200 million, and then the millions cancel. Or you can write out all the zeros, 150 with six zeros after it, divided by 200 with six zeros after it, and the zeros, the six zeros, all go away, and what you get is 150 divided by 200, or 75 cents per share. So every share that you own is earning 75 cents that year. Does that make sense? It's like think of the share as a little business unto itself. So each share is earning 75 cents. Now, how much are they going to pay you? Well, we don't know. You know, some companies pay dividends. Some companies don't pay dividends. So you have to look that up also. Number three, take the money and run. Take the money and run, TMR, is currently priced at $48. Their earnings per share last year were $1.20. So what is their price to earnings ratio? Is this high? Is this medium? Is this low? Well, it's a very simple calculation. Again, you take the market price and you divide it by the earnings per share. So 48 divided by 1.2 is a PE of 40. Now, is that high? Is that low? Is that medium? Well, it's actually fairly high. And so what are investors saying about take the money and run? They're saying that they believe the future looks bright for this company, and they're willing to bid up the price relative to the earnings to the point where if they don't deliver, right? If the future is not that bright for TMR, well, all we can say is the parachutes had better be very large because there's a lot to go down. You know, they'd have to basically drop in half for it to become what people today consider reasonable, and that's 20. And that, in many years ago, was considered very high. So now you see PEs that are very high amongst many fast-growing companies. But you still see lower PEs amongst companies which are, you know, not growing fast or not growing at all. And those are the ones that investors are not as excited about. Make sense? That's the PE ratio. Do you want to eat well or do you want to sleep well? Traditionally, with a lower PE, you slept better, right? A higher PE, you didn't sleep as well. But you ate better because those high PE companies are the ones who are growing rapidly, right? That's how it works. Pays your money and you takes your chances. Number four, get rich quick and retire. GQR is paying $2.25 in dividends each year. Their market price is currently $72. So what's their dividend yield? What is it yielding as a percentage of the market price of what you have to pay to get that $2.25? Well, we look at it and we see that $2.25 divided by 72 is 0.3125. And so you can leave it just like that, that's fine, or you can write it as you normally will see it, and that would be 3.125 dividend percent dividend yield. Now, don't round down to 3%, okay? It's not that it's wrong. It's that we like to see at least three digits, maybe even four digits of accuracy when we display stock dividend yields, just as when we looked at bond dividend yields. We'd like to see accuracy, at least two to three digits. Okay, folks? Three is better. Three is better. But two is sometimes good, but I like three or four. You decide. But don't do one. Don't put 3%. It's not good. Because that means anything between 2.5% and 3.5%, and that's a fairly large spread. That's a very large range when it comes to dividend yields. Okay, let's take a look at number five. 2 years ago, Juan and Atu purchased 100 shares of Waste Management, symbol WM, for $130 per share. Yep, that's right. Did they pick up at the trash? You know, 30 years from now, are people going to be using Faceplant? I'm sorry, Facebook? Facebook! Or Titter? Bitter? Twitter! I don't know, you know? But I do know somebody's going to be picking up the trash. And one of those companies is probably going to be Waste Management. And their competitor, major competitor, is Republic Services. Waste Management paid him $2.80 per share dividends each year. And it's now selling for $165 per share. So what would Juan's total and percentage return be if he sold his share now, right? So what we have to do is we have to calculate the capital gains and the dividends, and then the total return is equal to the dividends and the capital gains. That's the absolute return or dollar return. But then to turn it into percentage, you take the total return divided by the amount it cost you to buy that that investment. Does that make sense? Think about it. Think about it. Let's do it. Let's do it. So first of all, how are we going to compute the capital gains? Well, he bought 100 shares at $130 a share. So that's $13,000, right? Is that right? Try it. Do it your calculator. Come on. You stop the applause and try it with the calculator. And then that's $13,000. But how much did he sell it for? He sold it for $165 a share. That's 100 shares times 165. That's $16,500. Make sure you do it right. Okay. You divide that. You subtract 16,500 minus 13,000 and you get a $3,500 capital gain. Pretty darn good. So that's how you compute capital gains. And some might say, well, why don't you just take 165 minus 130, that's $35, and then multiply that times 100. That works too. You decide. It's up to you. We're equal opportunity mathematicians here. Now, what's the dividends? Okay, the dividends are $2.80 per share. 100 shares, that's $280. But he had them for 2 years. So he really got twice that. And if you multiply 280 times 2, you get 560. So you take the 3,500 plus the 560, and you get a $4,060 total return, or absolute return. Now, what kind of percentage return is that? Well, it turns out it's pretty darn good. How do we do that? Well, what we do is we divide the total return, the absolute dollar return, by how much money it cost us to buy the investment. In this case, if you remember, 100 shares times $130 a share, or $13,000. So $4,060 divided by $13,000 is over 41%. I'm sorry, 31%. Can't take a joke. I read it wrong. And so, not bad. Not bad at all. Return for 2 years. Now, stocks have done very well before the pandemic and going into the pandemic. And then growth stocks got hammered in 2022. But stocks like waste management actually did very well. Very boring companies in 2022 actually held up very well. So, you know, everybody before that, these companies were kind of just sitting in the corner, you know, not doing too much. And it was the growth stocks that were screaming and hollering and having their day in the sun. And then last year kind of changed that quite a bit. So check that out. Do it. Make sure you can do it without listening to me. One or two times. And once you've done it a couple times, it's actually very easy. All right, let's take a look at number 6. Ann Egg owns 100 shares of Harley Davidson. And what's the symbol? Hog. Somebody's got a sense of humor. Priced at $38 a share. Now, if Harley Davidson were to split their stock 2-for-1, how many shares would she own? And what would happen to the price of the stock? Well, as we discussed in the presentation, there's no increased value from stock splits. Sure, you would, if you had 100 shares and they did a 2-for-1 split, you'd now have 200 shares. But to make sure the accounting, you can't just create value out of thin air, you have to lower the price in half. You have to knock the price down in half. So you have 200 shares, but now instead of $38, you'd have them at $19 a share. You got it? Right. So you really have to see that stock splits really don't do anything. There used to be a technological reason for companies to split their stocks, but that's sort of gone. Now they do it, I think, as a way of saying, you know, we think things are actually pretty good and we're going to split our stock. Berkshire Hathaway is a company that's run by Warren Buffett that we talk about in the presentations. And he hates this. He hates this accounting maneuver, which is really what it is. It's just an accounting maneuver. And so he refused to split his stock.
a single share goes for over $400,000. I think it touched $500,000. Yeah, well, if you had one share of Coca-Cola 100 years ago, or GE, or maybe not GE, they've hit on hard times, but McDonald's or whatever, yeah, a single share would be tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's the kind of wealth that's been generated by stocks, dear students. Yeah, there's a story. I think it's on the Business 123 Introduction to Investments website. It might be on this website, too, of a woman who bought 3 shares when she started working for Abbott Labs. 3 shares as a secretary. I think she was like 23 or something like that. And when she passed, she never sold them. She just, they split and then they go up and they split. And she wound up with over $1 million in those 3 shares. It turned into well over $1 million. And she never sold. She donated it when she passed away. Very interesting. So can stocks make us rich? Yes. Are they risky? Oh, yeah. Now do these over again, folks, because they're going to be on the exam. But more importantly, hopefully in our quick presentation and coverage of stocks, you're seeing that it's really not that hard. Intellectually, emotionally, yeah, emotionally, stock investing is very difficult. Wait till you see what happened to the mutual fund that invests in stocks in the presentation on the mutual funds in the stock investing in this chapter, where we do $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then $100 increasing every year by 10 bucks for 40 years. And wait till you see what happened in 2022. Ooh, 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 ooh. But that's what investing is like in stocks. It's a roller coaster. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you, dear students.